Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron is here to discuss orbs and the Tree of Life. Before we get to the discussion, Ron will provide some divine healings to remove an implanted barcode in us called the 2,000 Years of Darkness. Then he will activate the drawing of the light being's face found on his host page with peace energy for us during the program. Let's greet our host. Hello, Ron. Over to you for the barcode removal and light being activation.
Hey, here we go. So this is going to work with probably some of your consciousness of thoughts that you're dealing with, maybe that you don't even know about, that's preventing you from hearing the truth and also speaking outside of yourself. So that's what this program is about, basically, is to connect to your spirit that's never outside of yourself unless you kicked it out of your body. I have seen people walking with their spirit outside of themselves. It looks pretty strange to see a silhouette of them walking. But aside from that, the only reason why it would leave you when you're awake is because you got into mind energy a lot and you kicked it out of your body. So that's the problem that people have. And being connected to dark side practitioners, doing mantras, doing prayers, and everything like that, that's going to affect you in a negative way, or in a negative way. So let's do a 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. And here we go. I'll count to end to help you out. You may feel a little better afterwards. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So these are like taking away energetic alien implants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we'll activate the light beam. So pull it up on your monitor screen, everybody. Here we go. So bring in the male energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That should help you out somewhat here. Remember, you have to have stuff released from you in order to bring in more spirit energy. That's what this show is all about, is to do clearings to release the darkness from you, which is basically mind energy. All of your thoughts, your ancestors' thoughts, you get more spirit energy with you, your unique self. That disconnects you from universal mind. That is strictly the trap that people get stuck into, and everything that is talked about out there about oneness and connecting to things outside of yourself to find your truth. Spirit has it all. Back to you, Kathy.
We appreciate the peace energy, Ron. Ron uses the drawing of the light being space as a conduit to bring us the peace energy from Source. I'd like to take a moment to welcome the listeners and the members in the chat room, where a moderator is posting relevant topics and healings and links. So please take a look in the chat room for more information about what we're discussing today. And the topic is orbs and the Tree of Life. So, Ron, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what the orbs are and what they do.
Well, they've been pretty popular recently, since people can see them on most of the photographs that people copy, take pictures of. All the groups out there that want to show all their orbs to everybody else. They show up mainly where there's a lot of people that are checking something out or listening to something or some practitioner. I'm sure they show up a lot in churches. I'm sure they show up definitely, I guess, the main places where there are aliens, UFO sightings, along with crop circles. So I think most people think that this is very high spiritual energy. I may even say this is your spirit guides coming to you to give you information the orb energies are really a negative thing. They can affect you in ways that you have no understanding of. Well, back to you, Kathy.
I know what you mean. I've seen photos in a spiritual type of magazines with orbs all around the people that they had submitted with a sense of pride that the orbs were with them, feeling that they were attracting light, that they were surrounded by spirit that way. And I've noticed on your host page, you posted a photo that's on the homepage of Contact Talk Radio right now of a giant orb over the shoulder of a man standing at the podium. And if the listeners would like to take a look at that now, it's quite remarkable. It looks like a round, big round gray matter balloon with like a sort of a thumbprint pattern inside. It's very distinct.
If you look a little bit on it, too, I looked at it briefly, and I saw the typical like eyes and nose in it. You know, a lot of times they look like little smiley faces. So that's kind of what you might see on some of them also, but they tend to look friendly. So anyway, we'll do some clearings of orbs to get them off of you so you can just see how destructive they are. And remember, they come to you because you think. So that could be, you could say, gee, Ron, how do I get rid of orbs? I know that they're around me. I thought they were good, but how do I get rid of these things? Well, you just don't think. And they're there to connect to energies that's on your body. But mainly, they look for ways to get into you, to activate your cellular DNA, bring forth events for you to recycle in this lifetime. So there's a lot of stuff that they do to you, and none of them is positive because they're all taking away your life force energy. I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
I'd like to hear a little bit more about how they affect us. You said earlier that they're negative. How do they get the thoughts out of our heads?
Ah, okay. Well, what's on your head? This is going to sound a little more sci-fi for some people, especially a new time listener. For a while, you know all about these. You can understand what we're talking about. But basically, there's a jellyfish energy that's on top of your head. Jellyfish are actually here physically, live in the ocean. If you look at the one movie that kind of depicts that, the one movie is Avatar. There's a tree of life in there, or whatever they call that tree. And it has all the information about the planet, we'll say, that those people are living on, and it's able to communicate to life forms there. That's how the show ends. They had this big battle, and the tree was able to connect to everything there to ward off an invader. And if you remember, Jake in the movie, he was brand new to the planet, so he was like an invader himself, an alien to the planet, using that term. And so these little things were like floating up and down, touching his skin, checking him out. Oh, if you remember that movie, that's what they were doing, kind of like dancing up and down, getting his DNA, checking him out, seeing if he was a threat or not. And then through the movie, as he became more connected to this tree energy and was understanding how their system worked there, when he captured that the flying bird or whatever it was, connected his energy of himself, which was that fiber optic type tube, that was his mind energy to control something, and he plugged it into mind of the flying bird, and all of a sudden, what did he say? You are mine now. And that's how the aliens work. You are theirs now. They're talking to you, saying the same thing. You are mine now. How do they connect to you? Through the orbs and the jellyfish. We'll do some sample clearings, unless we want to do something else before that, Kathy.
You described the jellyfish. Can you tell us a little bit about what the jellyfish do?
Okay, yeah, the tentacles come down around your body, and they have little stingers, in a sense, or probes. We'll use the word probes. And these probes connect to the cells of your body, which has your storyline, cellular memory. And the cellular memory is what they use to connect to the darkness, to universal mind. Remember, that's darkness energy. aspect of consciousness, the God energy, whatever word you want to use, is the oneness energy. That's all energies that are brought here by the darkness, because source energy doesn't have anything like that. People think that they know all about it, and people know all about darkness, and that's why people are trapped here, why they haven't did the ascension in the last 2,000 years. And they know all about darkness and know nothing about the light, hardly. And when you find out about the light, there's no history. Light has no history, doesn't have any judgment. Everything else that we have down here on this planet is in judgment, in duality. By the way, you know, everybody's an expert on everything that denounces the light. So the jellyfish energy is a conduit connecting you to that universal mind, oneness of the aliens, oneness of the darkness, the light of the darkness, and everything else. And the little scouts to find out the information are the orbs. So the orbs are the little energies that help out the jellyfish. So that's kind of everything in a nutshell there. I guess it may sound a little sci-fi to you, especially if you thought orbs were good. But listen to a few more programs here, and you start to understand what the truth really is. And for most people, I would say it will probably take you about 6 to 10 shows to finally catch on to what we're talking about. You realize that you've been lied to through your whole life. Realize that, wow, I thought I was leading the path of light, and it was really the light of the darkness, because that's all full of manipulation and control of others. So back to you, Kathy.
So if that's true, if we've been lied to all our life, have the orbs been around us all of our lives?
Now, I would say they more than likely have been. We just recently are able to see them because of the digital cameras. But you may look at older photographs, and sometimes you might actually see them floating around regular conventional picture that was taken 20 years ago before the digital cameras came out. You actually see them in photographs, and you may just think it was maybe something with the lens or, you know, a ray of light showing up, and it was a circle around somebody. Well, they are there. They've been here for a long, long time. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so if they've been with us for a long time and they've been extracting our thoughts and cellular memories, like you said, and then transferring them to and from others, that could explain why we feel drained and maybe sometimes really funky or totally zapped out or numbed out. So if they do, when they leave us and they put residue on us, does that mean we're covered in the jellyfish orb residue?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. And then from there they can maybe connect with you, because they have a situation that you may want to get information on. So it kind of creates a feeding frenzy of your mind energy, because they activate that in you also as a catalyst. So, you know, they're feeding your curiosity, looking for more knowledge outside of yourself. And when you do that, then the mind energy is the trap. And the trap is what people do to themselves. They get tangled up into more of the negative energies, searching outside of yourself. And the that's also one of the Bible verses a long time ago. I'm surprised that it even stayed in the Bible. It's really true, you know. And The phrase, in the Bible there, Kathy, I could probably paraphrase too, but I talk about it off and on. I know it's in Genesis.
Don't partake from the tree of knowledge, but you have it written here too in your on your blog, in your show description, how it says here that the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, and that in the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge and the tree of good and evil, which was the tree of good and evil. And that the Lord told Adam he was free to eat the fruit of any tree in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then So they did do that, and it says here, and just as God had warned, they died. They would be no longer have eternal life. That quote you used before was from Genesis in the King James Bible. It says, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eat, you shall surely die.
Yep, that's correct. That's why you're still here. Everybody's here because they want to have more knowledge. They want to read more books. They want to use mind energy. So what is knowledge? Knowledge is thinking. That's the whole process. So the more you think, creating more depth to yourself, depth is actually a spiritual depth because you can't get out of here. You're locked into the alien according to what they want to do to you. So it's very interesting that Bible passage actually is there. I don't think anybody really realized it. They just think that somebody else did it and it doesn't matter. But, yeah, you have knowledge. Seek more knowledge outside of yourself. And duality puts you down the rat hole. You start to try to figure out what you're dealing with here and why you're here, and you never connect to your spirit. The teachings of Jesus go within, and you go outside, and that connects you up to more negativity, more darkness. Keywords through alien transmissions, through the orbs, through implants, and everything else that you're dealing with. And from there, you wonder why you have situation where you can't leave here and why your thoughts are becoming muddled. And then you start looking more outside of yourself. The old phrase, curiosity killed the cat. That's what you're doing to yourself as you seek more and more stuff. Our program here, like we said, is a heart-based program to get you into your heart and to allow you to get out of mind. That's the whole process, to connect to your own spirit. And you can talk all about it and read all books about doing it, but until you do, like the mind to heart drop, and actually get there, everything that you're connecting with is just strictly mental energy. And when you get into the mental energy, then you have problems because you can't get out of that mind loop, and you're stuck even more in negativity. So the whole process is, have you learned, you know? Have you, you know, understood that you shouldn't be there? Look outside of yourself. People, it's like an addiction. They want to keep learning and understanding more and more and more, and until you can get out of that, I'll keep giving you more and more. You have a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what it is. You know, if you take a group of people and they're all trying to figure out something, they will find the answer and have self-validation on what they're thinking about, like the 100-month monkey process, which is universal mind. That's the darkness controlling everything. Elevate that you're on the right path, upper things. Well, the jellyfish is on top of your head. It kind of probes you, connects your thoughts, connecting you to the mind matrix of darkness. Orbs look around for situations in yourself to enhance, to bring forth to you consciously, to steal more energy from you from the mind matrix, put you into learning lessons and experiences that you have no knowledge of. Numb your thoughts out. So mentally drained, wonder why you had one thought 10 minutes ago and why it just vanished completely, because they're controlling you. Then they have waste products and poisons that they put into you. So I'm kind of like doom and gloom, but this is where you're living only because you choose to live there. You choose to collect information and knowledge. This show, like we said on many of the other shows, nothing here is really sugar-coated. So if you hear what we're talking about and understand it, you're going to realize, wow, I've been led down the wrong path. And that's true. That's why you're still here. How long have you been here? If you've been here for 50,000 years, that means that you've missed 25 ascension points, and are going to miss the 26th one coming up. Heart center to get rid of the residue out of you so your spirit can come into you. Because your spirit cannot come into your body when you're full of judgment. And then you have eternal death, which is what's talked about in Genesis. I think it's 17. Yes. Oh, Back to you, Kathy. We can do some samples here, I think.
Ron, it seems like we still are like Adam and Eve. We're still looking outside ourselves and casting ourselves farther away from ascension. So I've listened to your archives from other radio programs back in 2009, 2010, when you first discovered and brought up the subject of orbs, and you had a fantastic sample clearing that I heard other listeners say worked so well on them. They could see the orbs, or they could feel them leave when you did the clearing on the radio and the healing. And then you had that sample clearing that you put on the website creationlightship.com, which a lot of people felt was really very effective. So I wonder if now you could possibly take some orbs off of us as we're listening.
Okay, so on the website we have orbs of different colors. That's because that's the way they kind of appear. As you see them, a lot of people just see like a maybe a white-looking sound energy, but we have different colors, and some have different jobs, okay? So what color do you want to do, Kathy, first?
Well, I've heard the listeners who see them say that the black ones were especially friendly.
Okay. So I'll just say something. It's just a color, so we're not saying that black is bad, but the black ones seem to indicate maybe more of a traumatic situation for people, and they can feel better when it's released. Oh, here we go. When it released the black orb, it could be maybe 10 of them attached to you. Typically, I'd probably say there's hundreds, but we'll just do black here at first here and see how your body feels after this here. And I want you all to realize if your thoughts seem to go away as we start releasing these here. Start to feel more peace energy, and peace energy has no thoughts. So that's another thing you need to understand, that as you get into peace, you won't be thinking. The heart energy, and go there and use your spirit to help you out. So mind, light of the darkness is what I call it, the fake light, that's where you get your information from. Here we go, black orb. So, to tend to release it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More of the black orb energy being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what's the next one to do?
I've heard them say the copper were pretty bad.
A copper color orb. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the red orb next here. I mean, these are just samples. You have lots of these, but this will give you a way to look at the energies here to see how you feel. So red, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3. And you might even feel a little stingers leave your body. Maybe you have some tingles now. They connect to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more color here. Let's do yellow. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And there's many colors on the clearing. I think we have 15 different colors. That's a nice thing that you can get a lot of relief. We'll do spirit infusion now, because where these things were attached to you, taking away your energy, you had no spirit energy there. Well, you weren't there. Spirit wasn't there. And what does that mean? That means that it was actually being taken over kicked out of your body, so we need to get it back to you again in these locations. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I want to tell you I felt those releases in my solar plexus a little bit tightening there, and then a little bit of tingles on the top of my head when you started that red one. I heard the listeners in your other show say that the red ones were also most unwelcome once they could see that's what that was. So, Ron, you had the sample clearing has the 15 colors listed, plus they can customize their own if they want. And then there's a spirit infusion and quite a big description about what the orbs are, what they do. And also there's a radio archive on that clearing that they can hear your discussion about how you found the orbs and what you saw. And so that's most fascinating, and it is a very big subject and amazing to hear the listeners say just how much the orbs had affected them and how they hadn't realized what that was that made them feel like they suddenly were just so drained of energy when they had a good night's sleep or were in a good mood, and suddenly everything changed and they lost interest in what they were doing. That sort of thing. They just didn't have any thoughts at all. We're just numbed out. So I appreciate these clearings so we can have, you know, our own consciousness back. So, Ron, is there another part to the clearing after we do the removal?
It's a spirit infusion, so that you want to do to bring back your spirit. So we just did part of that. So when you do the clearing, you want to do a spirit infusion to bring yourself back into that. Then you also want to do the earth transfer clearing, which is a energy brought forth by the light ship until ascension to allow you to have the bits and pieces of you that are in wholeness transferred to the earth that's there to protect you. What we'll do is a free offer for people if they wish to do the clearing. You can use CTR radio in the search box, and we'll send you the information on that clearing, and it'll be good till May 24th. So just go in there and type orb clearing CTR radio. I'm going to go to CLS questions. @yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and the page will still be up. So if you go to the 25th and attempt to use it, will still be up on the website, but it will not work for you. So just note that can't use it past that time. If you use it, very possibly you'll be connecting yourself up more to darkness because it will not be activated by the light being there. That's why you want to have the light beam working with you be activated until the 24th of May. So definitely take advantage of this clearing. See how much better you feel and tell your friends about it, too. That'd be perfectly fine. So they could also get some of these energies off of them. And you're probably out wondering about orbs anyway. So why not realize what they're actually doing to you? They're connecting you to darkness. That jellyfish energy on top of your head. So as we further along the ending times here for ascension, we start discovering more things that are bothering people. Each show is a little different sometimes, and as we get more information of how the darkness is tricking everybody, we will bring that out to you. I think the New Age movement that people are connected to, New Thought movement, etc., that started probably in the ending 1800s, I believe, and most of the New Age churches got on board and started to do their own stuff about mind energy. mind energy is what you want to get away from. You don't want to get connected to that. But they brought out churches to do affirmative prayers and mind treatments and all different types of things, mastermind groups, and just things that are going to or can cause you harm because you're relying upon something outside of yourself to fix you. Anything that's outside of yourself to fix you, dealing with mind energy, is going to be detrimental. The clearings that we have clear away this stuff so that you're able to get more spirit energy. The way you can tell how you're doing is to look at yourself in a mirror. Before you do a clearing, look at yourself in a mirror. Check out your eyes. Eyes should be normally dull compared to what it will be after the clearing. So they should look brighter and clearer after you do a clearing. After the show, look at your eyes in a mirror and just see if you have more light coming out of your eyes. Remember, your eyes are what your spirit's connected to. Look in somebody's eyes and they're glossed over, you know they're not home. Somebody with maybe clearer eyes or brighter eyes means that they have more spirit energy. The only thing that I can say that is not true about that is the clones. The clone replicas that are here, the true clones, we'll call them, who have very, very bright eyes. They've been coming in, you know, quite a while now. Somebody that has really, really bright eyes, and it's not that they have a spirit, it's just a fabrication of an artificial intelligent body walking around here. Anyway, that's another show probably. On the alien attack page on the website, we'll go on to option 4 here. So I'll have Harry talk about that. How you can help yourself out. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the explanation. So when we do the sample clearing, which, by the way, the moderator for the listeners who are listening today, April 24th, will find the information Ron just gave posted in the chat room, and that is that they can get the sample clearing. Ron has generously offered to give it away free for a month until May 24th if you write to clsquestions@yahoo.com and put CTR orb clearing in the subject line. And then, Ron, you had said that we do the clearing, then we do the spirit infusion, and then you had said in order to avoid getting more of these orbs and jellyfish around us to not think. But if there's another way then to remove some of the residue once we've gotten, you know, had it drenched over us. You said the alien attack page, that's a removal clearing that Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com, and the jellyfish energy is listed there under option 4. And then, Ron, can you tell us about the whole life orb clearing that you created to take care of the poisons and waste?
Yeah, we have a whole life one that's unlimited usage. So that one's a nice one to get these things off of you as they connect to you and people bring them into you. So it's they sort of go hand in hand in a way with people doing a curse, hex, or spell on you. You know, you could be talking to somebody and they could be sending you the orbs as they're talking to you because it's activating your, or pushing your buttons, we'll say, and then as your buttons get pushed, then the orbs can get activated more, check out your genetics to whatever's resonating to what somebody's talking to you about, and you can feel more slimed by a situation and having more orbs activated as somebody talks to you. So that's another way you need to look at this is that there's something out there that you can't see, although you can get a picture of them. And when you do that, realize that they're there just to take and steal your energy. And after that, then they start to steal your spirit, your soul, as it's not in your body. That's what the aliens do. And that's part of the reason why there's so much information out there about the New Age movement, et cetera, because you want to use the darkness who work through a lot of practitioners is to have your soul, your spirit stolen from you by different practices that people are doing. why Jesus said to go inside to your own sacred space, your heart center, so that you're going to release from mind matrix that is here. Like we mentioned on a couple of shows earlier about burning your metaphysical books and stuff, or throwing them away at least, as they're just going to cause you more problems because they're not going to tell you the truth. Say, you just need one book, and with one page, take it yourself, open it up, it'll just say, go within. That's all that you need to know about. Anything else is going to bring you down the rat hole that you're already in, going deeper and deeper, where you're going to have your self-fulfilling prophecies, especially if people start working with you and touching you, bringing you more orbs and bringing you more stuff. That's why we do the body shrink wrap. Help yourself out so you won't be connected as much to other people around you. Once you become more peaceful, staying in your heart more and more, then a command in your spirit to do so, got to get your thoughts away to be peaceful. Then look at and read the Genesis, I think it's 2:17, and you're going to realize what it really means. Paraphrasing that again here. This is, I think, American Standard Version or something, but it says, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you will surely die. Well, that says it all. So, you know, all depends how you look at your death. You know, had the chance to leave here. If you've been here for 50,000 years, then you're actually dying. That's why your body does only live to be 100 years of age. That's why you have problems here, is because you're physically dying as of mind energy. You know, that tree of knowledge has a hold of you, eating those fruits. You're buying that book. Also having attunements done, anything else. So that's what you don't want to have. You want to get clearings to get stuff taken away from you to get more spirit energy. That's what this show is all about. So that's the whole process, is to realize that throughout your life you've been lied to, especially in the spiritual arena. And there's the Galactic Federation out there bringing in the false masters and everything else out there, angels, etc. They don't exist in true light. If they can't come here, they'd be in judgment. They don't communicate to anybody. Force energy is peace, no communication. And once you start to understand that, you're going to realize that, what's this person doing? What are they channeling? How are they talking, telling me information? Well, they're reading your psychic billboard, which is also mind energy. It's probably from the jellyfish activating. They want to activate in you for your learning lessons and experiences from your soul family. So the whole thing is a negative, and the only way to get out of it is to understand that you need to connect to your spirit to become peaceful. That's the bottom line. If you're not peaceful, then you're in darkness. Like that little saying said, we'll surely die. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I've heard a lot of your listeners on your other programs say that since doing the clearings and the healings from the website and listening to your programs, they have achieved a feeling of peace that they never thought that they would get that close to, that they never even knew was possible. But they were tired of being a host to the invisible parasitic life forms and alien energies and the mind control. A lot of them had thought that the orbs were guides. And so once they got through all those clearings and felt more like they were alert and had their own thoughts and more empowered, then they could understand that this is really no such thing as of one mind, and that peace is possible. And even though we have to think to live here, you said don't think, but we do have to think somewhat, but don't have to go so far into the branches of the knowledge tree when we have everything we need as it is. When you're at peace, you don't feel like you need to know so much more. You can just accept, I think. But anyway, that's just what I heard a lot of the listeners say, and I myself have experienced some of that, and I look forward to feeling more myself. So Ron has created these clearings to help get these orb energies off of us, the invisible parasitic life forms. We are hosts, whether we know it or not. They are draining our life force energy. And so Ron just offered a free clearing. Plus, he has many other clearings that are free on his website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, you did several orb clearings tonight. Will they work on the replays or the podcast as healing?
Yes, they'll work. The samples will work five times, but you're just probably better off just to go on and get the email sent to you so you can do all the different colors.
Yes.
Five times, yes, five shows, and after that, they will not work. And but you're going to understand that you can go and experience a lot more than what we did. The whole thing, like yes. I say, is to get yourself out of the darkness. The light of the darkness is what you're living in. False light created by mind energy, mind matrix, universal mind, collective consciousness, and all this. So you need to know that there's hope for you. Just need to shed your current belief system, darkness, back to your own spirit. That's the bottom line. That's what the show is all about. And every practitioner would probably tell you that, except they're probably going to sell you something else. So you're going to have to understand that you need to have clearings to get these things away from you. That's what we have. Our whole lifetime clearings take probably 10 to 15 minutes to do. They're done online for your whole lifetime. It's about 10 seconds, 15 seconds for each year of your life to have yourself cleansed of these energies. This is source energy working for you. It's up to you if you choose to do that. Quite interesting to hear people talk about, after doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing, how much better they feel. Going to do is clear away some of the waste products now, since we're talking about orbs. And these are waste products that could possibly cause you like brain fog, not being able to connect the dots quite easily. Thoughts you are just getting older, losing your mind. Well, maybe they're just contaminating you with poisons and waste products. So here we go. Let's do a basic clearing. Here we go. So one, two, I'll just snap my fingers here to clear it so we don't talk as much here. There we go, clearing away some of the poisons now. Okay, and waste products. And see if you're kind of waking up now. You may feel a little more conscious and a little more heart-centered as this negative energy from the orbs that was connected to you, courting you, connecting you to alien universes, etc., is released from you. So we'll just see how you feel. Now we're going to do a spirit infusion and bring back your spirit, wherever it was, maybe outside of yourself or somewhere else. So here we go. Body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, I really felt that residue leaving me through my face got very warm and flushed. And I understand that's a normal part of healing as our spirit returns back to our body in the space that the densities were holding. And so, Ron, I suppose since we do get drenched with the orb waste, probably by the time we're in our 30s, 40s, 50s, we're pretty well saturated. Probably a good idea to get that sample clearing that Ron so kindly offered. And it's worth repeating for anyone who might have missed Ron's announcement a little earlier, that for 1 month until May 24th, he is offering the sample orb removal clearing. And not only is it a clearing with 15 colors, you can also, if you happen to see orbs, you can also input your own custom color. And you can also use it for spirit infusion afterwards or any time up until May 24th. And there's a good description there of what the orbs do, what the jellyfish energy does, how they're connected, and also a radio archive from a previous program where Ron discovered the orbs and what they do. So we're very grateful and appreciative to have this sort of solution that Ron and the Creation Lightship offer when once they discover what's going on with the dark side alien energies. So we take advantage of that if we can. And the link will be sent to you promptly when you write to clsquestions@yahoo.com and ask for it. Ron, I wondered if before we end the program, which will be in about 5-6 minutes, you could lead us in the mind-to-heart drop for some peaceful energy for the end of the program.
Okay, so here we go. Need to command your spirit so that you can do yourself whenever you choose to, but on this program, we'll just do it for you. You can also say it out loud and your spirit. So here we go. And your spirit to take your thoughts. You have to do it out loud. Remember, if you think of it in your head, then you're in the darkness energy. Still on the trap, still down the rat hole, and you want to get out. So here we go. Command your spirit to take your awakening thoughts that you have and, you know, to be taking it into your heart where they get neutralized, and then you're at peace. Simple as that. Spirit's going to do this for you. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. And a lot of people like to feel the energy as your thoughts go down body into your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. What we'll do, too, is I'll just do a quick clearing here to get rid of the alien oxygen imprinted codes in you. This is on the website, too. It's a free clearing on the left-hand side called alien oxygen, I think possibly barcode clearing, I think, but it'll say alien oxygen. So here we go, taking that away from you so you can breathe a little better. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so remember about what's in Genesis 2:17, at the tree of life, which is actually the when you have the one with knowledge in it, the fruits of knowledge, information, whatever you're looking for, it's out there, and these fruits are going to cause you death. So it's actually a tree of death. Don't think that Adam and Eve did that, but Adam and Eve did that, and you're following suit. Oh, as you start judging the light, and you're judging peace energy, and that puts you into duality. When you judge, judging the light, denouncing the light, now further away from it, and going down the rat hole of death. And that's the whole process. That's why you're still here. It's the ascension because you followed some teacher, didn't know what they were talking about. You knew all about darkness. And that's why you're still here for all this amount of time. It's just very, very simple. Once you look at it, start to reason why you're here, because you got some true teaching that would be of the darkness of light, but it wasn't the true teaching of light. So you denounced the light and got stuck in darkness, which is duality, the mind consciousness. And once you say, you know, and understand this, go into your heart. Well, so nothing's going to talk to you in your heart, really. It's out of your heart a little bit, but as you get into it more and more, you're going to realize that your spirit is there to communicate with you. Take more than one time to do this. If the channel is opened up inside of yourself to do that, spirit may only be just a little sliver in there, so you want to do it more and more to understand what it is to be peaceful. The more you do it, the more peaceful you're going to feel. At some point, your spirit will be connecting with you, and you will have a knowing that you have never known before. Not be words, it'll just be a knowing. So that's the peace that passes all understanding. The way to do that is the mind to heart drama. Not talked about in any book, because the book is going to lead you astray into something else. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I suppose the more we do clearings, the emotional clearing you so often recommend, the most important one, and then all the other clearings, plus the free ones on your website, it would probably be a little bit more possible for us to stay heart-centered and be in less judgment, especially since you've said that the orb clearing, which is on your recommended list of clearings, brings about judgmental, negative thoughts and energy. So I suppose getting that cleared off would be a very good place to start if we wanted to become and stay more heart-centered.
Yep, that's correct. So let's do another closing here. We'll close with the mind to heart drop again, just to make sure that you are in your heart and you can stay there as long as you wish. And once you get a thought, then you're going to probably be released. But here we go. Drop it into your heart again, commanding your spirit to do so. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. And if you notice, it's a little bit easier this time to do that and to stay there. So this will just close the program. We have our last 8-hour call coming up here on Sunday, getting rid of alien life forms. So we'll just close the show, and thank you, Kathy, for helping out. And hopefully everybody enjoyed the program. You now know what to stay away from. Back to you, Kathy.
And we appreciate the healings and clearings tonight and the great information about orbs and the Tree of Life.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. Very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.